Well, boys, we're out of the bye and into the Patriots' biggest challenge to date.
I thought that was a few weeks ago when it was New Orleans and Cincinnati.
So this is the new biggest challenge?
I actually agree with you. I think the Cincinnati defense, this Carolina defense is legit and is going to pose a major challenge.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the Panthers, they're an up-and-coming team. I think they showed their worth last week. They go on the road to a tough place in San Francisco, and they win their kind of game. That's the way they want to play. They want to play, they want to run the football and play close to the vest and play good defense. 10-9 game, kind of old school. You would have liked that one, Andy. Fullbacks are probably involved.
Love it. So, I don't want to simplify it, but could you say, though, that if the Patriots are able to protect Brady, give him time, that this becomes a Patriots win?
No.
No.
I'm not willing to say that.
You're not willing to say that.
I don't think it's a single... First of all, I don't think this team is playing well enough. I know we scored 55 points against the Steelers, who didn't play defense at all that day, but are you willing to just say
the cover,
it's about
no?
One... Yeah, the cover... They took cover zero to a new extreme.
Well, you could say the opposite. If they don't give them time, the game's over.
I'm not necessarily willing to say that either. I don't think it's that simple anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, this league, I think if you watch week to week, things change so dramatically. There's so many different factors. You know, turnovers is the one thing. Which, if one of the teams poops the bed and has, you know, four turnovers,
but isn't that the case in any game?
Yes, turnovers. Okay. I think the one thing you can point to.
Give me something specific.
There isn't. You're trying to oversimplify it. It's not that simple.
What are you willing to say?
Well, I am willing to say they're going to be in a dogfight against a good defense, and if they put up numbers, points, and convert on third down in this game, I'm going to say maybe they're back. Maybe they are healthy. Maybe the weapons do make a difference, and maybe we can look for something special over November and December. If they don't, then I'm going to have the same questions I had 3 weeks ago.
So you're saying that this is a statement game for the Patriots?
Why don't you let me say what I'm saying?
Offensively, I think you could make that case, Fred. Now, you know, I'll speak for Andy. Can I speak for
everybody
you?
Else is.
Can
why
I speak
not?
For you? I think offensively, if you do, if you're able to maintain drives and you're able to give Tom Brady time to throw the ball, like you said in your hypothetical, and you're moving the football and you're converting on third downs against a very good defense, yeah, I think that is making a statement, like Andy said. My weapons are back, they're healthy, and this is what our offense is going to look like going forward. The reason I think we're not willing to say if you do that, it means you win is because I don't know what happens on the other side of the ball. You know, if the Panthers are able to run the ball down your throat, that's what they want to do with D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart and Cam Newton, by the way, also a big part of that running game. If they're able to control the football for 35, 38 minutes, and Tom Brady gets time to throw, and he's able to move the ball when he has it, well, that's a big disparity. One team wants to play one way, and the other team wants to throw the ball. That's a big difference right there. So who knows who ends up winning?
And what if they only score 10 points?
That's what I'm
saying.
You're
in that game no matter what. If they only put 10 points on board, like Paul said, they drive the ball, they take a lot of time in possession, but you get one big Julian Edelman punt return that gives you a short field, and you make two plays, one play to Gronk. Okay, maybe Brady got knocked around for 3.5 quarters, but you make a couple plays. Those are the games the Patriots have been in this year. A lot of one-score games. They found ways to win a bunch of them. I think that could happen again. It's not as easy as it used to be, and you're trying to make it in the old days.
Same way, if Brady is under fire and he doesn't get a lot of time to throw the football, I'm not willing to say the Patriots lose because of what Andy's talking about. You force a turnover You guys have been giving you that on a pretty consistent basis. That's all it takes is a couple of mistakes on one side of the ball or the other, and that's why I think it's simplistic to just say if this happens, this team wins.
Why are you smirking?
Because that's what he does.
Well, I got you talking anyway. So talk about the Patriots defense, the state of the Patriots defense coming out of the bye. We know Ninkovich is back at practice. Tlaib has been practicing. We think he might be ready to play. Talk about this defense because they've been beat up.
Well, I think the issue is going to be the run defense up front. You know, you have issues in the secondary. I actually think this is a game where you could sort of get by again without Tlaib. I think you want him down the road for Denver. But this is another game. They don't have a huge weapon on offense. Steve Smith, not what he once was. Greg Olsen, just a good tight end. They're not going to win through the air with a lot of big plays. So I think the secondary, you can sort of piece that together. But how's the middle of this run defense? You know, we have a week of Isaac Sopawaga. Did it again. In there. And, you know, the Christian in 3-4. We're going to see 3-4 with him in the middle like right. We saw at time with the Steelers. You know, is Ninkovich healthy? Is he ready to go out there and play outside linebacker and set the edge and do some of the things that he needs to do there? So I think the front is more the issue. What is the status of some of those guys up front, and are they learning to play with what they have at this point against a good run team?
Yeah, potentially you could be without Steve Gregory. And, we're not going to know his status for sure, but he didn't practice early in the week. Maybe Jerron Harmon has to step in. But I agree with Andy. I think this is a week that it's more about run defense. And Gregory has been probably that safety that would come into the box. I think that would be Harmon if he had to play. Talked to him a little bit earlier in the week, and you know he's certainly aware of the potential for that to be happening. And by the way, Newton is a different kind of guy. playing quarterback at 6'5", 250, or whatever he is. Certainly much bigger and a much more difficult task for a safety or a linebacker to have to deal with in space, because he's athletic enough to make you miss, and he's big enough to break your tackle.
Well, he's Big Ben, but with more speed.
He has that issue
where, you remember Chandler Jones was saying, there's a reason they call him Big Ben, he's hard to bring down. Well, Newton has that. But if you don't bring him down, he can also run for 30 yards downfield and make plays that way. So, yeah, they have a challenge. It's a unique offense that hasn't put up a lot of points, but they have the ability to make plays.
I'm going to lead off this week with the situation at safety. We talked about a little bit in the morning meeting. Daron Harmon might have to be pressed into action here for Steve Gregory. Gregory dealing with that broken thumb. I talked to Harmon a little bit earlier in the week. He talked about Gregory saying he's the smartest player he's ever played with. And I think that's really interesting coming into a game like this against the Panthers. Cam Newton is a load. He's going to do a whole lot of different things. He has the zone read potential. He can run the ball, but he can also throw it. And not a lot of the guys that run the ball the way he does can also throw it. So I think this puts a lot on the plate for Harmon this week. We'll see if the rookie's up to the test. Another thing I'm really anxious to see with this Monday night game is the battle at the line of scrimmage. When the Patriots have gotten in trouble this season, and really in the recent past, they haven't been able to control the line on either side of the ball. And this is going to be a big test. We know Carolina wants to run the football. The Patriots' run defense is lacking. Listen, they're missing Vince Wilfork. They're missing Tommy Kelly. They're missing Gerard Mayo. Those guys aren't coming back. Who controls the line of scrimmage? I think that's going to be a big key in this game. And when the Patriots have gotten in trouble, they haven't been able to win this battle. Big one Monday night. My last point this week, you know you're living right when you have a bye week and you sit back and you rest and you just get ready and watch all the other teams and nothing but good things happen. The Patriots came out of their bye with a bye right in their sights. I think they are the leader for that second bye in the AFC. The Colts lose to a terrible Rams team. The Bengals gack one up in overtime against the Ravens. Again, they had no business being in. They get into overtime, and then they go for a fourth down in a bad spot. They end up losing. The Patriots right now control their destiny. They're really in control, and who'd have thunk it? 7-2, you sit home at a bye, and now you're in position to get a bye.
Coming up on Patriots Football Weekly.
You know, I mean, I don't eat them all the time, but when I do, I like have three bowls in a row because they're so addictive. They're super good and they're super yummy.
Morning Meeting is brought to you by Verizon. Stay connected to your Patriots at home and on the go with Fios Quantum Internet and NFL Mobile from Verizon. That's powerful. Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you in part by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. Images of the Week, brought to you by Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly.
Images of the Week this week has a military theme. And by the way, if you know someone serving our country overseas and they're a Patriots fan, have them send in a photo. They could win a signed football from Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, or Stephen Ridley. Just go to the Patriots Facebook page and click on Real Patriots. This first picture comes to us from Rordic, Afghanistan, and this is Michael Bennett, who's from Conneautville, Pennsylvania, originally from Plainville, Connecticut. Next is Lieutenant Joseph Little from Orlando, Florida, and Major David Smith Jr. from Bedford, Mass. The guy behind the Elvis mask is Sergeant First Class Louis Rivera from Isabela, Puerto Rico. He's a U.S. Army Blackhawk helicopter crew chief. Here's John Chimpo O'Neill from Shrewsbury, Mass., a lieutenant in the U.S. Navy with the VAW 112 Golden Hawks. Here we have left to right Specialist Duran, Sergeant Heverin, Private Second Class Dow, and Private First Class Vickerman. They call themselves Team Patriots.
Player Perspective is brought to you by Putnam Investments, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years.
Joined now in the Revolution weight room here at Gillette Stadium by Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski. Rob, first and foremost, how was the bye week? What'd you do? Did you have some fun?
It was good. I got to relax, recover, get the body right. And it's cool because you get a couple extra lifts in, get stronger, and get ready for and prepare yourself for the following weeks.
Individually, where do you feel like you're at? Do you feel like you're hitting stride? You're in mid-season form, getting back to, you know, the beast that is Gronk?
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's a lot of hard work, dedication out there, and to get back to full form, it takes a lot of practice, a lot of timing with the offense, and it's all coming together, and we're starting to click together as an offense, and we're starting to come together as a whole, as a team, so it's going well.
Did you get a chance to see during the bye week what the Panthers are all about? Because obviously they went on the road, they beat the 49ers, held them to, I think, 150 yards of total offense. This is a defense that's pretty legit that you guys are going to face on Monday night.
Yes, a very good defense, a very legit defense. They got many great players. Overall, they're very strong, and we got to be prepared, we got to be ready, we got to be focused. And in order to go out there and have success, we got to be mentally and physically ready.
What are your perceptions in terms of playing on Monday night? Do you like that, just being the only game that's on, that old-school primetime mentality?
Yes, definitely. Monday night football, you can't ask for a better setting than that for a game of football. And you just get super excited out there. I mean, it's brutal waiting all day for it to come, sitting around. But when it comes, it's all worth it. It's a lot of fun, and it's an honor to be out there playing on Monday night football.
Okay, and last question. I got to ask you, you do a lot of commercials, ads, but, you know, only one product is actually named after you, Gronk Flakes. Do you actually eat Gronk Flakes for breakfast?
I don't eat them all the time, but when I do, I, like, have three bowls in a row because they're so addicting. They're super good, and they're super yummy.
That's Rob Gronkowski. Hopefully he'll bring some Gronk Flakes on the road with him to Carolina for Monday Night Football against that Panthers defense.
We're back from the bye, and I hope the Patriots' offensive line is well-rested because they have their challenge of the year with the Panthers' defensive front. The key to that defense is the front of that line. It's two great defensive ends in Charles Johnson, Greg Hardy, rookie star Lotu Lele at defensive tackle. The two ends combined for 14.5 sacks. They stop the run. They pressure the quarterback. Biggest challenge of the season for Logan Mankins in this offensive line, Monday night in Carolina. Each week here, we talk about matchups, and this week, an interesting strength versus strength matchup. Generally, the Patriots have the advantage in the turnover battle. We all know, 36 straight games with a forced turnover, plus 9 for the season for New England, top 5 in that area. But guess what? Carolina, top 5 as well, plus 8 turnover ratio. Numbers very similar in terms of takeaways and giveaways, so an advantage that the Patriots usually have might not be there. And finally, we'll talk strength versus weakness. That's a Panthers strength versus a Patriots weakness, and that is third down. Patriots offense barely converting 34% of their third downs this year, 25th in the league, and that came with a decent performance in the blowout of Pittsburgh. Panthers defense allowing 34% conversions on third down, top 5 in the NFL this season. Patriots need to stay on the field. Panthers want to get them off the field. Whoever wins that battle may very well win the game.
Coming up on Patriots Football Weekly.
Woo! Fantasy football early in the season.
It's not about fantasy football, it's about wins. It's actual football.
Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you in part by Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you in part by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Around the NFL, brought to you by Nissan.
Well, the NFL has made all kinds of rules to protect the quarterback, and they should. But all I know is that quarterbacks are hurt all over the league. So what's going on? In my opinion, it's the play of the offensive line. This year, it's dreadful. So what do you do about it? Well, the easy answer is get better offensive linemen. But it's not that easy, of course. I mean, if you can play football, you're going to play any position except the offensive line. You play offensive line because you have to. So what can the league do? How do you convince a tight end to gain weight and become a tackle? Or a defensive lineman to move to the other side of the ball? Well, you pay him more money. Maybe there's some kind of salary cap exemption that the league can have for offensive linemen to try to get some better offensive linemen to protect these quarterbacks. Because all I know, the more a quarterback gets hit, the more chances he's going to get hurt. And these quarterbacks are getting hit.
So there aren't going to be any perfect teams in the NFL this season. Yeah, I know, Kansas City's still undefeated, but bear with me. The two winless teams, the Bucs and the Jags, both won, destroying knockout pools all over the country in the process, including mine, by the way. Thanks, Titans. This just speaks volumes with just how mediocre this league is. We talked about this seemingly every single week. But are you telling me the Tennessee Titans, a team that had playoff aspirations, couldn't knock off the winless Jags. And the same thing for Miami. I know you're dealing with a bullying scandal, but you can't get a better performance than that on Monday night against a winless Bucs team. This is just pathetic football.
You might have heard this week, Tim Tebow was in the news again. And no, it wasn't getting a job as a quarterback. I think he's finally realized that career path is over. Despite endless injuries in the NFL position, no one has called Tebow. No one wants him to play quarterback. But he hired an agent. CAA is going to represent him in his media endeavors. And I think it's the perfect career for him. Go to college football. Maybe the SEC network can use you. You'll make good money. You can talk about the game you love. You can be the nice guy that you are. And guess what? You'll never have to throw a pass again, which means you won't fail. Good luck, Tim Tebow.
Trash Talk, brought to you by Waste Management. Remodeling or just have clutter to get rid of? Waste Management's new Baxter dumpster in a bag can take it on.
Patriots facing a difficult test coming up. Which one's going to be tougher, Carolina or Denver?
I know all season people have been pointing to Peyton Manning and that high-powered offense, but I'm getting a little bit worried this week about the Panthers. And it's not so much the ability to score points or even the star power. It's the physical nature of this game that has me concerned. And I think this Panthers team is ready for a Monday night home dogfight. So when you say tough, toughest matchup, I think if these Patriots are still pretending they're on the beach in Miami during the bye week, they could get their shoulders knocked off.
Toughest defense? Maybe you're right. Everything else? No question about it. Denver is better. Denver's a better football team. They're not as good defensively as Carolina is, but they're much better at everything else than Carolina is. I think it's a tall task. It's going to be two good games to watch. I think two good measuring sticks. And I am interested to see what happens Monday night, like you said. But to me, the tougher team is Denver.
Now, so when Peyton Manning comes out on crutches, is that still included?
Oh, okay. If Cam Newton doesn't play, does that get included?
Oh, Cam Newton's
if Luke
not hurt.
Kuechly doesn't play.
Last
if he
I
gets
saw
hurt,
Peyton Manning, he looked like he could barely
but
walk.
He's gonna
and
play.
That offensive line is terrible. And that's another reason I feel better about the Patriots-Broncos matchup. A, you're at home, and B, you're going to have Chandler Jones going unblocked, diving into Peyton Manning's legs, taking him out just like everybody else is recently, and that's a concern for the Broncos, not the Patriots.
Yeah, well, I'm asking what team is tougher. What's
tougher.
The tougher team?
Carolina
to me, that's
Panthers.
Denver. I mean, you might be maybe playing at Carolina might be a more
down,
difficult
they're
chance.
Turning the ball over a lot. They can't protect
I mean,
the quarterback. They are showing signs of fading as the season going on, of maybe peaking too early, whereas the Carolina Panthers are hitting their stride as a tough, defensive-minded, run-the-football NFC team.
If Carolina's points were going down anymore, they wouldn't have any. They'd be in the negative
column,
and they can't score.
They don't need to win like that.
So,
that's not how they play football. They run the football,
you're talking about a team that was scoring 45 points a game.
Right.
Of course
and that's
the
how
points
they have
are
to
going
win.
Down.
That's how they have
not
to win.
That's how they have to win.
Because their defense is not very good, and they're turning the ball over. So they need to make the most of their offensive possessions.
And you
time.
Talk about the offensive line that Denver has. Carolina's got a terrible offensive line.
And they have a quarterback who can move. Can Peyton Manning
yeah,
protect
but
himself?
But he can't throw.
Can
so
Peyton
that,
Manning
that's
protect
kind of
himself?
A tough, that's a tough thing. Listen, if you want to talk defense, just defense, absolutely
no,
Carolina's better.
Team.
The
overall
team,
team.
The team, it's a much tougher matchup to match up with Denver.
We'll see. Because
you have
I
Demaryius
think
Thomas, you have Eric Decker, you have Wes Welker, you
Woo,
have these running backs
football,
now. It's not about fantasy football,
that's
it's about
it looks,
wins. They're 8-1, Andy.
Right.
It's not about fantasy football, it's actual football.
So Carolina's not good.
Carolina is good. I didn't say that they weren't good.
They don't match up. They're not 8-1.
I didn't say they weren't good, but this is a team that lost to Buffalo. Is Buffalo any good?
So are they the same team now? Is that what you're saying? I just want to clarify where they are.
I don't know. I don't know if they're the
okay,
same
they're
team that lost
to
Buffalo.
Team right
we'll
now
find
that
out.
That is a tough brand. That is a tough matchup for the Patriots. They don't turn the ball over. They force turnovers. They get you off the field on third down. All things that are going to give the Patriots problems.
Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Nissan. Choose Nissan today for great offers on our most innovative lineup ever. Shop at ChooseNissan.com. New England Football Night is brought to you by AT&T. Rethink possible. Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you in part by Roach Brothers Tasty Tailgating, official tailgate partner of New England Football Night. Read and React, brought to you in part by Yokohama, engineering the most advanced tires on the road for nearly a century. Yokohama, technology drives better tires.
All right, it's that time of the show where we answer your questions. But first, as always, the Wilson Hart Power Index, Andy.
And I know you're very excited, Fred, because in the bye week, your New England Patriots moved up one slot, now in the top five. of the index for the first time this year, I believe.
You can understand that.
You got something right, finally.
Sure. One, two, three, and four actually stayed the same. Seahawks, Saints, Chiefs, and then your opponent this Monday night, the Carolina Panthers, the number 14. 49ers after that loss to the Panthers dropped down to six.
After and what, how many years? 3 years? You're finally getting it right.
Oh, so now you're buying into the Wilson Hart Power Index.
You're finally coming around.
I'm okay with it so far.
Oh, Denver's a little.
Just move on.
Eventually,
those Giants have to move up.
Just a little bit.
Why? Their numbers are horrific.
Yeah, but they're starting to win football.
Oh, that's right. Winning doesn't matter.
Okay, let's get to the questions. This first one comes from Silvestro Gordy. And his question is, can you name one elite defense the Patriots have defeated since 2007?
I'm going to give that one to you.
Well, we've seen a number of defenses that were supposedly elite over the years. I mean, they had their way with the Houston Texans at times when the Houston Texans were considered elite or very good. They had a comeback
twice
last year. They also had a comeback against the 49ers defense that was supposedly borderline elite. But I would ask, who's elite?
Well, I would say the Jets have had an elite defense.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No?
I think there hasn't been an elite defense in the NFL in quite some time. And I'm guessing the root of this question is from this week, because this is going to be an elite, quote-unquote, defense from the Panthers that's, you know, top five in basically everything. But I would say, we'll see. You know, I don't know that this Panthers, you know, a lot of people want to put both the Panthers and the Chiefs in the same category. They have good defenses that haven't played anybody. Bad quarterbacks, bad teams. So I don't think there's been an elite defense in this league in a long time, but the Patriots have beaten up on some supposedly good defenses.
Yeah, relatively speaking.
And they've
in the
scored
NFL.
A lot of points. They haven't always won the games, but they've scored points against good defenses, too.
Finally, Robert Smith, he says, I see that Gregory has a broken thumb. And because of that, he's wondering, whatever happened to Adrian Wilson?
Well, Adrian Wilson was a guy they brought in just for this very reason. They wanted to have veterans at safety so they didn't have to rely on a rookie like it looks like they're going to with Daron Harmon. But unfortunately, Wilson got hurt at the end of training camp, at the end of the preseason. He was placed on injured reserve down in the final cuts. I think he was listed with a hamstring problem. So he's out for the season. He wasn't on the injury reserve designated to return like Shane Vereen is. The only one guy is allowed on that, and Wilson didn't get it. So unfortunately, before we ever got a chance to see what kind of impact a kind of a veteran like Wilson could have, he was lost for the season.
And just to, you know,
he can't come back.
He can't come back, even if the Patriots make the playoffs, which they will. When you're on IR, that's it.
That's Fred nipping the future SPFWs in the butt.
Just
don't
in case
ask.
Anybody thought they
he
weren't going to make
back.
The playoffs,
right.
Fred's here to tell you they are.
All right, that's it for this week's question. Every week, send them to askpfw@patriots.com.